Hey, hey! Welcome to the S Word Live! My name is Renee Rebar. I'm your sales strategist, TEDx speaker, and author. And I have spent the last 20 years, I know I don't look old enough, but I was 23 when I started in the field. Actually, I was 21 when I started in the field and 23 when I started my first sales company. So I have made millions and trained thousands of people at every different level of their sales process how to close the sale. Today, I'm talking about how to get rid of those tire kickers and virtually eliminate all that time wasted. So, hey, Robin, how are you? Say hello as you join, whether you're live or on the replay. Do not miss this. This is actionable advice you can use today. So do you remember, now that Robin's on here, she'll remember this because she knows how to sing Billy Joel karaoke songs with me. Ask her. Natalie, hey! So you remember back in the 80s, the show The Dukes of Hazzard, or the beginning of the show, you would see the car like launching and it'd be like, what? And they would freeze frame it. Tell me if you remember that in The Dukes of Hazzard. Have you ever seen the start of the show where they'd be like, you'd see the general like frozen in time. And then the narrator would say, now how did these boys get themselves into that trouble? Do you remember that? So tell me yes in the comments, whether you're live or on the replay, if you remember the first 5 minutes of The Dukes of Hazzard. And what did it do? You were like, oh, I gotta see what happened. Well, this is what happens so often in the world of sales. Natalie's like, I can't remember. Natalie, you may not be old enough. So when people say, Renee, I'm getting a bunch of tire kickers, I'm getting people on the phone with me that don't, they want to pick my brain. They're not ready to buy. That is the freeze frame that I have in my mind. If they've gotten to that point, it's not at that point where the problem started. So here is what I am going to share with you today. Now, I usually only share this with my favorites, okay? My paying clients, my inner circle mastermind, my one-on-one clients, and in fact, even in my Sell Like a Mother program, there are the beginnings of this strategy. But here's the deal. There are very specific pieces I want you to rewind, like whoop, back to. Number one, how can people book a call with you? So how can people book a call with you? You cannot book a call with me off the internet. There are many reasons why that is true. It's because the internet is full of crazy people. The world is full of crazy people. But that also means that I'm readily available, which I am not. Are you readily available? Do you sit at your desk all day like, I just wish someone would call and ask me questions? Do you think like that? I don't. And I bet you don't either. And so unless that's how your day is structured, if you're sitting around like and just waiting for phone calls, crazy people, then I honestly don't recommend you having an availability calendar. Now, you can have people apply to book with you, fill out the application, but attached to that application is not an Acuity calendar scheduler. Mm-mm. I have to review that application, or someone on my team needs to review that application. And then either they or myself will get back to you to schedule an appointment. Yeah. So that's the first alteration. And now that is going to piss a lot of people off because that is not the way most people do it. But if you're coming up against, I'm on the phone all the time with these tire kickers, then that is problem number one that I would consider adjusting. I mean, if you were working with me, I'd be like, you should do it. Just so you know. So that's the first problem. Second problem is when people get on the phone, is they're like, hi. And especially, you know, again, I work specifically with women who are selling to other women. And women, we do not thrive in conflict, right? Our brains just don't, like, they light up when it's community. So nurturing, giving, helping. When I get on the phone with someone, I genuinely want to help them. But what I've discovered is that even if the other person is at a pretty high level in their business, true transformation takes time. Have you guys ever heard of this? Hi, hello, Diane. Diane's another Detroiter. I think she's in Florida right now. So have you ever noticed that even though the other person you're speaking to is really smart and ahead in their business and doing great, even a little piece of advice might do more harm than good? Have you ever felt that way? Because that is 100% the case. if you are giving a small piece of advice and they're like, oh, good, that's good, I'll go do that, chances are it's truly not going to give them the full result that they need. So to give them the full result they need to hire you or join your program or work with you for a longer period of time than the 15, 30, hell, even an hour's worth of your time. They're going to need more time. So I use an analogy in my training program about you being an emergency room doctor, somebody coming in with a jugular wound and you being like, hold on, let me get that for you. You know, you might be able to stop the bleeding with your thumb and some spit, but it's not going to last. And if they walk out of the emergency room, bad things will happen. Hello, Aaron. Say hello as you join, whether you're live or on the replay. Say hello. We are talking about how to avoid these tire kickers. And it doesn't just start at the end. It starts way before that. So that being said, you need to help them. So how do you do this? There's one phrase that I will share with you now. That when I teach people this phrase and they actually deploy this strategy, they're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. You wanna hear it? Are you sure? Hey, Jessica, hello. Okay, so Jessica, are you still traveling? I'm thinking of sushi now that I see your name. I'm so hungry all of a sudden. So what is the phrase? It is, I have a hard stop at. So when you get on the phone with someone, know that your time is precious and so is theirs. And if you've allotted said number of minutes for this call, keep it to said number of minutes. Now, for those of us who are moms here, I don't think my child knows what 5 minutes is because mommy may have been like, we'll leave in 5 minutes, honey. And then I get talking to my friend and it's like 35 minutes later. Anybody with me on this? Anybody else a criminal of the 5 minute misalignment, stretching of time? So, and also talking about quantum physics, 5 minutes is 5 minutes. And so if you say I have availability for 15 minutes, then you watch that clock. And in the beginning of the call, you 100% should lay the boundary. I have a hard stop at. But here's where people push back. Like, but Renee, what if they're, you know, they're my ideal client and I want to, and they're ready to hire me. Time stretching is magic. Robin says, yes, yes. Jessica says, yes, still traveling, lunch break during a fall day, a full day of client meetings. Oh, yummy. Love it. Okay, so all that being said, the end of the call has to be the end of the call. You have to set your boundaries now. Otherwise, you will invite in many different ways tire kickers who want to pick your brain, who are not ready to buy, but yet are still getting some information from you, but not enough to solve their problems. So this phrase, I have a hard stop at, and then actually sticking to it will save you literally so much time, but more importantly, it will double your sales because here's what happens. If they're ready to buy, then they're ready to buy, but you can still set up another call for when you actually do have more time. Say, I've loved how we're speaking today. I've loved the answers you've given me. However, I still have a few more questions, but our time is up. So then you can simply set another appointment when you have more time because you're in control. You're not begging. And this is where sales get so weird and people get all awkward. Is it like, I must beg for this sale. Please buy me. That sucks. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you're doing that or if you feel like that, then we need help. You need to work with me. I need to help you. Or at least something, because seriously, that's crazy. So please, you are in charge. You are the expert. You are in charge of your time and you are in charge of your intellectual property. And the fact that they're on the phone with you right now, all that you have to say is, you're welcome. Because you are not just, you know, somebody off the street. You've spent years crafting your expertise into what it looks like today. And you continually spend time investing in your personal and professional development. Am I right? So tell me yes. Do you continually do that? I know I do. So it's not as if you've learned this 10 years ago and you've never worked on it ever again. So own your expertise, own your time. And by doing those few things that I've already said about your calendar, hey, Chandra, hey, Mallory, say hello as you join. You will, with that phrase, save yourself so much time, almost eliminate tire kickers and double your sales because people will respect that intellectual property that much more. And all they have to do is hire you to get the full results. What's up, friends? All right, guys, have a great Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the S Word Live. I come weekly, every week, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, right here. And all you have to do is tune in live to get the free next step for you to make more out of your sales. Have a great day.